Following this service this morning, we will be installing another elder, Brother David Parnell, and we will be installing another deacon, Brother Dwayne Roper. So following service, we are going to be doing that. And then actually after that, there will be refreshments in the basement. So because of all of this, I'll not be as lengthy as usual. And I know that that will greatly discourage you. but we're going to try to deal with that. All right. Now, what that means isn't that the lesson isn't important. The lesson is vital. What that means is you have to listen from the very outset. Turn your Bible, please, to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Let me read two verses, verse 22 and verse 23, and these are the words of Jesus. Matthew 6, 22, look at it very carefully. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, if then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Every Christian has within them two distinctively different natures. Every Christian has within them a nature that is good and a nature that is bad. A nature that is humble and a nature that is proud. Every Christian has within themselves a nature that is kind and compassionate and a nature that is cold and indifferent. The spiritual term for this is that every Christian has a nature that is spiritual and a nature that is carnal. So what that means, figuratively speaking, is that each of us have two sets of hands. One set that longs to serve the Lord, and another set that longs to serve the flesh. Figuratively speaking, what that means is that each Christian has two pair of feet. A pair that wills to walk in the path that God wants us to walk, and a pair that longs to walk in the path that we want to walk. Every Christian has within them, figuratively speaking, two sets of ears. One that wants to learn and hear about the spiritual nature, and one that wants to hear about the carnal or the fleshly nature. Now listen carefully. The nature, whether it is the spiritual nature within you or the carnal nature within you, but the nature with which you choose to interpret life, or to use the vernacular that Jesus uses in Matthew 6, the set of eyes that you choose to view life is going to greatly determine the outcome and the living of your life. Now look at Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22. Jesus says that if the eye is healthy, that is, the eye is good. Well, what does he mean by that? He means by that that if you have chosen to look at life through your spiritual eyes, if you're looking at life from a spiritual point of view, Jesus says, then your life is going to be full of light. But Jesus says that if your eye is bad, well, what does that mean? That means that you're choosing to look at life not from the point of view of the spiritual nature, but you're choosing to look at life from the point of the carnal nature. Then Jesus says that your life will be filled with darkness. Stay with me. What I have said is that every Christian possesses within them two different natures. What I have said is that every Christian possesses within them a nature that is spiritual, that knows God and wants to please God. I have said that every Christian has within them that carnal nature that comes from our flesh and that wants to appease and please our flesh. And I have said that the nature by which you choose to look at life and live life is going to determine the outcome of your life. Understand, it's the eyes. It's the eyes. Are you gonna look at life through spiritual eyes the way that God would have us, or are you gonna choose to look at life from the viewpoint of the carnal nature and allow your flesh to rule you? Listen, it's in the eyes. The eyes determine the relationship that we have at home. There are wives who are kind, who are loving, and who do their best, and the only thing that their husband sees is the mistakes that they make. There are husbands who are diligent, who work hard, they do what they can do in the best way they can do it, and yet the only thing that the mate sees in them when they come home at night, he's wore out. If you will put the spiritual eyes in, and if you will view your family and your mate through spiritual eyes, then you will see them for what they are. They are a gift from God. But if you use those carnal eyes, the other set of eyes, and if you view your family from that carnal point of view, then the only things you will ever see are their shortcomings. It's the eyes. It's the eyes. The eyes determine our relationship at home. Not only so, but our eyes determine our relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ here in the church. I have been in the church all of my life, all 45 years of it. If that fan falls and hits me, everybody knows why. It has been my observation from a lifetime that the vast majority of those who make up the kingdom of God are trying to do what is right. It has been my observation in the church that the vast majority of elders in the kingdom of God and deacons in the kingdom and teachers and parents, listen, they're putting forth an effort. They're trying to do what is best. But if you put in those carnal eyes, and if you look at the church and if you look at your brothers and sisters in Christ from that carnal point of view, the only thing you're going to see is the wrong that they do. But if you will put in that other set of eyes, if you will view them from a spiritual nature, from a spiritual point of view, you will find out that everybody else in here is a whole lot like you. We're all human beings. We're all prone to make mistakes, but we're trying to do what God wants us to do. It's in the eye. Which set of eyes are you going to use? Which set of eyes are you going to look at the world at? You're going to go through life looking at it from a spiritual point of view. This is what God wants me to see. This is how God wants me to behave. Or you're going to go through life just pleasing yourself and not liking anybody. It's the eyes. How you choose to look at it. How you choose to look at them. The eyes determine our relationships at home. The eyes determine our relationships here in the church building with our brothers and sisters. But our eyes also determine our relationship with God. There are some people, they look at a God who loved them enough to sacrifice his son to bring them back to him. They look at a God who extends to us the gift of salvation, and all that God asks is that we receive that gift by coming in contact with the blood of Jesus Christ. There are some people who look at that loving God, and the only thing they see is the inconvenience of Christianity. Well, you mean I gotta come to church every week? I mean, they look at God, and that is their response. Why? They got the wrong eyes in. Question. Each of us has two natures, and we all know that. Because they're fighting with each other all the time. Amen. So what is it that you and I can do to obtain the proper set of eyes? And what is it that you and I can do that once we obtain those proper set, those spiritual eyes, what can we do then so that we can keep those Christ-like eyes focusing? Quickly, three observations. Number one, in order to obtain the right set of eyes and keep them, you must emphasize the positive over the negative. You have to dwell on the positive, not on the negative. One of the quickest ways I know to ruin your spirituality is to develop a critical attitude. In Philippians, the fourth chapter, the Apostle Paul talks about us possessing the peace of God. How do we obtain the peace of God? And so Paul says in that chapter, well, don't worry and pray. And he says, and the peace of God will guard your heart. But then Paul says this in verse 8 of Philippians 4. He says, whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are noble, and whatsoever things are right, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are praiseworthy, Paul says, think on these things. Well, what does he say? Paul is saying the way that we obtain the peace of God is by dwelling on the positive. If you look at the church this morning and if you see more wrong with the church than you see right with it, you've got the wrong eyes in. And when you focus on people, if you'd rather focus on the wrong they do than instead of all the right they do, you got the wrong eyes in. If you look at everything that's going on and don't see anything right, you got the wrong eyes then. But there are some of us who are just hypercritical about everything. Well, that's not how I would have done it. Well, that's not how they done it where I come from. And they say that like it means something. Listen, if I see a problem with absolutely everybody everywhere, maybe the problem isn't everybody else. Maybe the problem is me. But a hypercritical spirit, that is a thought that'll never dawn on them. How do we obtain the proper set of eyes? How do we go through life letting the spiritual nature rule and living as God would have us live? We have to dwell on the positive and not on the negative. Number two. In order to obtain the proper set of eyes, we have to work at loving spiritual things. I'm going to tell you something nobody else tells you. You got to work on yourself. Because folks can get on your last nerve and then just jump up and down on it. You have to work at it. You have to work at developing an appetite for such things as prayer. Chris says, preacher, look, I know how to pray and I should pray, but I'm telling you, it's just hard. What should I do? You got to work on it. And when I say it, I mean you. You got to work on you. You have to develop an appetite for such things as Bible study. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody becomes spiritual without working on themselves. So what'd I say? If we're going to put the right set of eyes in, if we're going to look at life as God would have us, we got to dwell on the positive and not on the negative. And I got to work on me at loving spiritual things. Number three, if we're going to obtain that proper set of eyes, and if we're going to maintain those Christ-like eyes, we've got to avoid getting ourselves in the wrong circumstances. Now, I'm going to say this, and don't be mad at me. If there are people in your life that are pulling you away from spiritual things, if there are people in your lives that are pulling you away from God, then those people and those relationships should not be the dominant relationships in your life. We tell our children that all the time growing up. Don't get in the wrong crowd. Don't get in the wrong crowd. Don't get in the wrong crowd. Listen, grown folk ought to stay out of the wrong crowd. Emphasize the positive. Don't just walk around all the time. Well, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. This woman was married to this man, and he didn't like nothing. He didn't like nothing. So she gets up one morning. She says, if it kills me, I'm gonna please him here. So she asks him, what do you want for breakfast? So he tells her. He says, I want toast, and I want sausage, and he says, I want two eggs. He says, I want one of those eggs scrambled, and I want one of those eggs over light. That's what he was. That's the way he was. So she said, okay. Toast, sausage, one scrambled egg, one egg over easy, and she set it down there in front of him. And he looked at it, and he said, just what I thought, you scrambled the wrong egg. There are people like that, you know that? There are people, the glass not half full, the glass empty. Dwell on the positive and not on the negative. Work at loving spiritual things. And stop putting yourself in situations that hinder your spiritual growth. This and I'm done. The story is told about an old farmer who had two dogs. One of the dogs was wild and vicious. The other one was trained and obedient. And somebody asked the old farmer, they said, listen, when those two dogs fight, who wins the fight? And the farmer said, the one that wins is the one that I feed the most. Hold on. Hold on. The one that wins is the one I feed the most. Every one of us has within us those two natures. A nature that is spiritual and a nature that's carnal. A nature that heads toward the light and a nature that heads toward the darkness. And those two natures fight with each other every day to take control. If you feed bitterness, if you feed hate, if you feed worldly thinking, then your carnal nature is going to grow. But if you feed prayer, and if you feed Bible study, and if you feed your faith, then those spiritual eyes are going to open, and those spiritual eyes are going to grow strong. The question this morning is not whether or not you have two natures. The question this morning is which one of those two natures are you feeding? This morning, you need to do the right thing. This morning, you need to do the Jesus thing. You need to come to God to give yourself to Him, to render obedience to His word. But make no mistake about this, you're feeding one of those natures every day. Give God a chance with that spiritual nature. If you need to come, do it right now as together we stand and as